Listen, we've been talking about Chuck Wepner. He's got a movie. It's called Chuck, based on his life. Liev Schreiber, by the way, Ray Donovan. I mean, I think that's perfect for Ray Donovan to play Chuck Wepner. And he's on the line now on the Miami Media School guest line. We welcome in the inspiration for the movie Rocky, Chuck Wepner. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you very much. I'm here.
Well, listen, the first thing I want to ask is, you've had such an unbelievable life. We were talking about it. You fought Sonny Liston. You fought George Foreman. You took Muhammad Ali 15 rounds. When they come to you and they say, hey, we want to make a movie about you, what was your first thought?
I thought it was great. I just said to myself, you know, I think a movie could be done. I think it would be a very interesting movie because I've led a very interesting life.
Yeah, Chuck, what was, like, your role within the movie? Did you help develop it, or did you just kind of let them tell the story themselves and you just kind of sat back and were you involved?
Well, I was on the set about 10 or 11 times, but no, I wasn't involved in the actual movie. I was on the set, like I said, but it was written by a guy named Jeff Furizig, and the producer was Mike Tolan, and they wrote the script for the movie. As a matter of fact, they wrote 3, 4, 5 of them before that, and I turned them all down. I didn't like them. I didn't like the people that were going to be playing me. And then they finally come up with Liev Schreiber, and I said, wow, that's the guy. That's the guy. And it worked out very well.
Now, obviously, you're the inspiration for Sylvester Stallone's Rocky, because basically Stallone saw your 15-round epic fight with Muhammad Ali and said, this is going to be the inspiration for Rocky Balboa. What's your relationship with Stallone? I mean, obviously, it was to be flattered, to be, hey, I'm gonna take your fight and your life and kind of turn that into a movie. Was that kind of cool to work with Stallone and meet him and be friends with him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, after we made the movie, we stayed in touch, and I saw him film a couple other movies. There was a movie here in Weehawken called Copland, and I was with him in De Niro for a couple of days. And then he was on the set of my movie, Chuck. He stopped over a couple of times. As a matter of fact, we wanted to film the fight scenes with Muhammad Ali, and they wanted a lot of money to let us do that here in the United States. So he said, I'm going to send you to Bulgaria, and you guys can film those fight scenes over there at my studio for nothing. So they flew us over with the crew. I didn't go, but the crew did. And the guy that was playing Muhammad Ali in the movie, who was just great, Kuchol, he went over. And they filmed it over in Bulgaria at his studios. And it cost us like just a fraction of what it would have cost here in America.
What are your thoughts on the Rocky movies? Do you enjoy all of them, or were you surprised at how good they ended up being, with it being based off your life, and obviously Sylvester Stallone kind of taking some liberties with them?
Well, I liked them all. I thought they were all great, and I think he's a great action writer. He's put out so many terrific movies, and I was very pleased with the movies as they went along. They're full of action. They always brought good actors into it, and I think he did a great job.
We're talking to Chuck Wepner, whose movie on his life, Chuck, is coming out on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD August the 15th. Liev Schreiber plays Chuck Wepner. Also, Elizabeth Moss, Ron Perlman, Naomi Watts, Jim Gaffigan are also in the movie, which comes out home entertainment-wise starting August the 15th. Now, you are a Jersey guy. You're from Bayonne, New Jersey. Just tell me about growing up in that part of the country, you know, in the 30s and 40s, you know, tough part of town, right? So you were almost born to be a fighter.
Well, I lived in the project for a while. I lived in Bayonne my whole life, and yeah, it was a blue collar town, and in order to get respect in Bayonne, you had to fight. So I had probably 15 or 20 street fights before I joined the Marine Corps at the age of 17, and I come out at 20, I was discharged as a non-commissioned officer. And then I won a Golden Glove in New York, and that's what really started it all. I won the New York and East Coast National Golden Gloves in 1965. And I turned pro shortly thereafter.
Chuck, what was it like when you stepped in the ring with Muhammad Ali on that night?
Very exciting. know, it finally hit me, like I tell everybody. I was excited about it. I was looking forward to it. And then when I finally got in the ring, I saw him standing across the ring and with all his belts, because he was the undisputed heavyweight champion at the time. And they, you know, introduced him. I said, wow, it really happened. I'm fighting Muhammad Ali for the title. So anyway, I was excited.
No, unbelievable. You took him 15 rounds. The fight ended with 19 seconds left in the 15th round. Well, listen, Chuck, I know you're busy. Thanks for taking the time for hanging out with us. Good luck as Chuck comes out on DVD August the 15th. Make sure you pick it up. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, my friend.
And Blu-ray.
And Blu-ray, absolutely. The man knows. Chuck Wepner. You can follow him on Twitter, @ Chuck Wepner.